This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Sailor. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Happy Friday. The city of Harbor Beach is preparing for its annual spring cleanup event, giving residents a chance to dispose of unwanted items safely and conveniently. The cleanup is scheduled for Saturday, May the 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the City Hall parking lot. The event is limited to Harbor Beach residents. City officials say a wide range of household appliances will be accepted, including refrigerators and freezers, with no requirement to remove Freon. Car tires will be collected for a fee of $5 each. Residents looking for additional details can contact City Representative Ryan Lakowski. Meanwhile, seasonal yard waste pickup is already underway. Imterra Environmental is collecting yard waste on Tuesdays through late November, with items required to be placed curbside by 7 a.m. Public crews are also working to pick up brush on the first and third Mondays of each month through October. City leaders are reminding residents to clean up after their pets while out in the community. And the election process will look different in Elmwood Township on Tuesday, May 5th, as steps are being taken to assure protocols followed. Current board members who could be recalled are Clerk Pamela Brinkman and trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. There have been a rifle between board members for several months. The latest allegation is that absentee ballots were sent late, which is not true. Instead, the township clerk sending the ballots, they were sent out on time by Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. There have been recent changes that require the township clerk's return address to be pre-printed on the envelopes. Also, Fetting will be administering the election instead of Brinkman. That is being done to ensure a neutral polling environment. There will also be a team of election inspectors from non-adjoining townships who will be working on Election Day, according to Fetting. The county has also contacted the state's Bureau of Ethics on procedures and is working with the post office so the county can collect the ballots, as well as collecting them from the township's drop box. Voters can also take their absentee ballots to the county clerk's office at the courthouse in Caro. A 32-year-old woman is dead following a shooting on Saginaw's east side. According to Saginaw Police Department, officers were called to the 1900 block Sheridan Avenue shortly after 2 on Tuesday afternoon on reports of gunfire. When they arrived, they found the woman with a gunshot wound. She was taken by ambulance to a local hospital where she was later pronounced dead. Investigators from Saginaw Police, along with Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, are now handling the case. Police say a suspect has been taken into custody, but no names or details about what led to the shooting have been released. They're asking anyone with information about this should call the Saginaw Police Department at 989-759-1245 or call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL or 5245. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right. Whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back with more news. The Department of Justice has officially completed the reclassification of marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. This federal shift acknowledges the drug's potential for medical use and its lower potential for abuse compared to harder narcotics, marking a significant change in decades of drug policy. The move is expected to have widespread implications for the legal cannabis industry, particularly regarding tax deductions for businesses and the facilitation of scientific research. However, officials clarified that this does not legalize marijuana at the federal level for recreational use. And President Trump announced the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has been extended by an additional 3 weeks. The agreement follows direct ambassador-level talks hosted in the Oval Office with the assistance of high-ranking U.S. diplomats. The extension aims to provide more time for a permanent diplomatic resolution to the border conflict. While the ceasefire remains in place, officials acknowledge that sporadic cross-border skirmishes continue to pose a risk to the fragile peace. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular. The Talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with thumbnet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit thumbnet.net today. Thumbnet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? Thumbnet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on thumbnet.net. Visit thumbnet.net today and start saving. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants.